This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Assam is now the center of unlimited possibilities and gateway to the Southeast Asian India, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi while addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati today. Speaking before a large gathering of diplomats, prominent industrialists, foreign delegates, the Prime Minister said that Assam will be a manufacturing hub of Eastern India and urged industrialists to reap the benefits of this strategic location. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in this region. India is working on a mission mode for low-cost manufacturing process. BJP today accused previous AAP government of delaying the tabling of the CAG report. Talking to media in New Delhi's senior party leader, Boyjoint J. Ponda, said that the BJP is committed to rooting out corruption from the city and has performed the constitutional duty and commitment to the people of Delhi by tabling the CAG report in the assembly. He said that the Aam Aadmi Party cannot hide its corruption from the people of Delhi.
The BJP is committed to rooting out corruption in Delhi and has performed the constitutional duty and our commitment to the people of Delhi, and the CAG report has been placed on the table. Just by delaying or by trying to prevent a CAG report from being laid on the table, they cannot hide from the people of Delhi.
Meanwhile, 21 Aam Aadmi Party AAP MLAs, including Atishi, Gopal Rai, Imran Hussain and Vishesh Ravi, has been suspended for 3 sittings of the ongoing Delhi Assembly session. The suspension was imposed due to the unruly behaviour during the address of Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena in the Assembly today. When the Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena was addressing the House this morning, opposition members started sloganeering over the alleged removal of portraits of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and Bhagat Singh from the chamber of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. The allegation has already been denied by the ruling BJP. The meeting of the Joint Committee of Parliament on One Nation, One Election is underway at Parliament House. In today's meeting, the committee is holding interaction with legal experts. The 39-member committee has 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. A Delhi court today awarded lifetime imprisonment to former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar in a murder case connected to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja pronounced the judgment for the murders of Jashwant Singh and his son Tarundeep Singh on November 1, 1984. The prosecution and the victim's family had demanded the maximum punishment. Kumar was already serving a life sentence for another riot-related murder case, and his appeal is pending in the Supreme Court. Another appeals related to his acquittal and convictions are also under the review in higher courts. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom will prove to be a major milestone in the relations between both countries. Mr. Goyal today held a meeting with a delegation led by the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of the progress made so far in accelerating efforts towards reaching a fair, mutually beneficial and balanced free trade agreement. The UN Security Council has adopted a US-drafted resolution appealing for a swift end to the Ukraine conflict and urging a lasting peace between Russia and Ukraine. The resolution received 10 votes in favour, none against, and 5 abstentions, including France, Britain, Denmark, Greece and Slovenia. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, rain has delayed the toss in the Group B clash between South Africa and Australia at Rawalpindi. In the previous matches, South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 107 runs, while Australia triumphed over England by 5 wickets. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals women at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. Delhi Capitals have played 4 matches this season, winning 2 and losing 2. On the other hand, Gujarat Giants are at the bottom of the table with just 1 win from 3 games. In the Hockey FIH Pro League, Indian women will face the Netherlands at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar at 5:15 this evening. They sit 7th in the standings with 7 points from 7 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.